Now hadith number 486, page 209. وعن عمر ابن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تؤخذ صدقات المسلمين على مياههم رواه أحمد ولأبي داود ولا تؤخذ صدقاتهم إلا في دورهم. Okay, that means the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that the sadaqah, okay, which is the proper word, the charity, okay, the sadaqah, which refer also to the obligatory charity, which is the zakah. Some people, they think that zakah is the obligatory charity and sadaqah is optional, but this is not actually the proper term. Both of them called sadaqah, okay, that the sadaqat of the Muslims are to be received at their watering points, okay. That means the person has no voting obligation on the people who pay the zakah. He have to go all the way to their houses and taking the zakah from there. So the representative of the emir or the imam, he doesn't go, as example, and set a tent in the middle of the town and waiting for everybody to come to him with the zakah. It is his obligation to go all the way to the houses of the people and collect the zakah from there. Okay? And the explanation more here is clear. Their sadaqat are to be received only at their dwellings. Okay? You don't wait for them to bring it to you. You go and collect it, because it's supposed to be a delegation by the head of the state, the Muslim state, the Imam or the Khalifa, to send his representative or representatives, and he will go to the Muslims to their houses and collect the zakah from them. Hadith number 487. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس على المسلم في عبده ولا في فرسه صدقة رواه البخاري ولمسلم ليس في العبد صدقة إلا صدقة الفطر إلا صدقة الفطر. That means this hadith will show you the exemption. If a person have a slave, male or female, okay, a right hand with this, or he has a horse, there is no zakah on this personal items. Okay, the right hand with this, the male or female, the master, it doesn't give zakah on this person that he own. Neither he gave obligatory charity in his ride, which is the horse. And the other narration, which in the collection of Imam Muslim, that only sadaqat al-fitr to be given in behalf of the slave. Sadaqat al-fitr, which after the fasting of Ramadan, which is supposed to be sa' min sha'ir or sa' min tamr, filling your hands four times with the two hands together, with rice, with barley, with dates. And for each member of your family, you give four times, filling the hands four times, okay? So only sadaqat al-fitr, only the zakah of the fitr, the master has to give in behalf of his slave. Hadith number 488, which reported by Bahz ibn Hakim, عن أبي عن جدي قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل سائمة إبل في 40 بنت لبون لا تفرق إبل عن حسابها من أعطاها مؤتجرا بها فله أجرها ومن منعها فإن آخذوها وشطر ماله عزمة من عزمات ربنا لا يحل لآل محمد منها شيء تخصيص حديث The Collection of الإمام النسائي من الحاكم and the hadith is حسن is good. سائمة الإبل of camels is the one that eats in its own walk in the field, okay, or in the desert, in the mountains, wherever, and eat by itself. That means the owner does not have to go and buy food for it. The one who give it. So every 40 of this, they give a bint laboon. Okay? They give one camel, 2 years old. And that is not supposed for a person to divide his property trying to escape. That means don't try to play tricks to get away from the zakah. Okay? And the person who gives the zakah willingly, hoping the reward and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had fulfilled the obligation of Allah and he had obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and established this part of his deen. The person who tried to play tricks to avoid paying the zakah, in actuality he destroying the deen. That means he is not establishing the deen in himself, because he tried to escape from the obligation. And this obligation which Allah made it on him, plus this is the right of the poor and the needy people, the right of the members of the community. Okay? So now he is not establishing the deen in himself, and also he is hurting the community by denying or establishing or denying or stopping paying the zakah. And as a result of this, the imam has the right to take the zakah from him forcefully, as well as making a punishment by taking more. Okay? We're talking about the imam. When we refer to imam in hadith, we're referring to the head of the Islamic State. We are not talking about 5-6 brothers get together and elect somebody called imam, and after this now he tells them, you do this, you do this, everybody hear and obey, and if you disobey now you go to hellfire. Okay? Or the imam of the masjid, you have 500-600 people, now he became the imam. He's the imam to lead the salah, he's the imam to teach them, to give them advices, all these things. But when we're talking about the imam has the right to punish people or to put certain restriction on them or to put them in punishment, we're talking about the imam, the head of the state, or the emir, which is the imam of the state, had put him as his representative to act in his behalf. Okay? As example, the imam of the Muslimin is all over the Muslim Ummah, and now he sent for each state a delegation, one or two people to take care of business, and this person he will put in each city or each town a representative. Okay? Those are the imams that we have to obey, as long as he commanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded in his book, and what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded in his book. And those people have the right to put punishment on the Muslims who break the law, regardless if they break the small minor thing or major things, regardless if you commit something major haram or something minor haram. And they can punish them by the punishment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prescribed. But if is no special punishment for such a crime, the imam has the right to inflict the punishment on him, but not to exceed or to match any other punishment than described by Allah or his messenger. You understand? As example, he may lash him 5 lashes. Maybe he give him a financial punishment by asking him to pay $50 as a punishment for whatever he did. Okay, so here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the one who gives the zakah willingly, he had established the deen of Allah. And the one who tried to play games and divide his animals here and there and try to play tricks, so now I don't have enough to pay the zakah, I only have 5 camels, I have 40 sheep and all these things, okay? Now the Imam has the right to go and take it forcefully from him, plus take more. What is the more fair? As a punishment for him. Okay? So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say for 40 pasturing camels, one she camel in her 3rd year is to be given. Okay? Out of how many? 40. You give one. The camels are not to be separated during the counting process. Okay? You don't play games. Hide one here and try to do this here or this one, so somebody was supposed to buy it and all this stuff. He who pays the zakah with intention of getting reward will be rewarded. If anyone evades zakah, we here, the Islamic State or the governor, shall take it together with half of his property as a due of those imposed by our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted. There is no share in it for the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is one of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have honored the Prophet and his family, not to take the charity. Because as I explained before, the charity of the Muslims is considered filth. Okay? This is a means for them to clean their sin. Like somebody taking a shower and this water coming out of him, taking the filth and the sweat on his body. So the money that the rich person paying it, it is obligation on him, but it is a means also to purify him, to cleanse him from his sin and his to cleanse him from the love of the money and things like this, greed, okay, to cleanse him. So this zakah, this money is coming, is considered like a means to clean something, okay? So it taken the filth with it, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as his family, they are in a higher rank to be receiving the filth of the human being. So the charity and the zakah is forbidden for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as his family. From the tribe of Hashim, the Ali al-Abbas, Ali, Ja'far, Ali al-Aqail, Ali al-Harith, Ibn Abdul Muttalib. All this is the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all this related to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like his cousin, his uncle, the people, his nephews, all those are the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are not supposed to take the zakah of the people.
Is that still today too?
Yes, until today. And the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, descendants of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they know. And those people, they've been taught from birth that they are related to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? This was, some people call them Sayyid. Okay? Yeah. The next hadith, which hadith number 489, وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كانت لك 100 درهم وحل عليها الحول ففيها 5 دراهم وليس عليك شيء حتى يكون لك 20 دينارا وحال عليها الحول ففيها نصف دينار فما زاد فبحساب ذلك وليس في مال زكاة حتى يحول عليه الحول. ذي حديث الصحيح موقوف. And the narration which by Tirmidhi also is صحيح موقوف. Okay. This shows you the amount of zakah concerning gold and silver. Okay. To translate it to the mother terminology, okay, that for gold it has to be 20 dinar, which is equivalent to 85 gram. I'm sure everybody knows what's gram, huh? So if somebody with this amount of 85 gram gold, doesn't matter what shapes, pieces or one piece, if you have 85 grams that you possess, stay in your position for 1 year, you have to give 2.5% of this amount, okay, in zakah. Alright, concerning the silver, 595 grams. Now again, doesn't matter if this silver pieces or one chunk is a jewelry, whatever. If you possess 595 gram of silver, you have to give 2.5% of it if 1 year had passed over it. The same thing will apply to wealth, that mean money. Okay? The same thing will apply to the money. Maybe you don't have gold, but you have money. Okay? The money that we possess today, okay, you have to give the zakah of it also. How we know how much is that you go to the market and ask the people who are selling gold how much 85 grams of gold today. They may tell you $1,100. $1,200, $1,300, because you know the price of these things goes up and down. So when the year elapses, a whole year come over, you're saving. Now the day that you're supposed to be giving your zakah, you go to the market, ask them, how much the gram today? $10, $15, whatever it is. So multiply the price of 1 gram by 85. So now they will give you the nisab. So if the nisab is $1,000, $1,200, now if you have $1,200 in that day or more, you give 2.5% of it in zakah. This understood? And basically, this is the meaning of these two hadith. The hadith number 490 talks about the cattle or the cows that we use it for working, like cultivation. Yes, ma'am.
About the gold and silver, it says you have to have a minimum of 85 grams.
Yes.
If you have 100 grams, do you pay 2.5% on 100 grams?
Yes. Okay. That means if you have 80 grams of gold, now you are not obligated to give. If you want to give something voluntarily, alhamdulillah. But when Islam says that you have to pay now, is a must if you have 85 gram and more. So now you will give 2.5% of what? 85. Let's say the 85 grams of gold today is equal to $1,500. Now you have $2,000 in your house sitting for a whole year. You give 2.5% of 1,500 or 2,000, you give 2.5% of 2,000, okay? That means will be approximately about $50 zakah for the $2,000.
You have to have this $2,000 for the whole year. Suppose it fluctuates like $500, $600.
No, it has to be the nisab a whole year, yeah. This person who keep going down, up and down, going to have like to lock up this nisab in a certain amount going start from $1,200 is my nisab, and this $1,200 is going to remain $1,200 or more for a whole year. Yeah. So the second hadith, which is also sahih mawquf, which number 490, وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عن ليس في البقر العوامل صدقة. These cows that you use it for cultivation, okay, working, breaking the land and all these things, there is no sadaqah in it. That means no zakah in it. It's only used to do your work. Hadith number 491, عن عمر ابن شعيب عن أبي عن جدي عبد الله ابن عمر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, to the end of the hadith, and the hadith is not authentic, the hadith is weak, we leave it alone. Page 212, hadith number 492, وعن عبد الله ابن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتاه قوم بصدقاتهم قال اللهم صل عليهم. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make supplication, dua, for the people who bring the sadaqah. Okay? And he used to say, Allahumma salli alayhim. Okay? O Allah, send your blessings on them. Allahumma salli ala al Mustafa, Allahumma salli ala al Khadija, Allahumma salli. Whosoever brings a sadaqah, say, O Allah, send your blessing on the family of so and so. This shows you also that you can say, Allahumma salli ala so and so, not only on the Prophet. Okay? And this we use the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for the people who make the sadaqah by saying, Allahumma salli alayhim. O Allah, send your salah on them, your blessings. That means, O Allah, forgive them, O Allah, be merciful with them, O Allah, bless them. This is means the salah. O Allah, send your salah on them, that bless them. Hadith number 493, وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي أن العباس سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في تعجيل صدقاته قبل أن تحل فرخص له في ذلك. رواه الترمذي والحاكم والحديث حسن. That Ali reported that Al-Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, he asked permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give his zakah in advance, before its time. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he permitted him to do this. That means the permissibility of that you give your zakah in advance. You don't have to wait for a whole year to come. Because there is a difference between something must and something that you want to do it voluntarily. If you want to do something voluntarily and show more good,